this morning. And Advent, as we've kind of been, you know, looking at the various aspects, we were looking at joy. We've done hope, we've done peace, and today is joy. And we will be looking at love, but not Sunday morning love. We'll look at love again next week. So we're kind of bookcasing our Christmas season. Let's pray. Father, we thank you that you are actually the author of joy, that through your Holy Spirit, it is a gift and a fruit of the Spirit. And we thank you as we look at joy this morning. We ask that as we just kind of get into the studying what your word has said about this time of celebrating joy, that our hearts will be open to receive from you, Holy Spirit. And again, we want you praised, honored, and glorified in all that is said and done. Amen. You don't have to. I think Jim can. I'm turning it over to Jim.
Good morning. I never realized how much I hadn't done mornings till I had to get up for this one. And there's nothing like being asked to speak on joy and then start into it, and all of a sudden you realize how heavy a joy can be. Now, I wanted to give you the quote from a song. It's by We the Kingdom, and it's called "What If Church Music Felt Like Rock and Roll?" And at the very beginning of the song, it goes, now, let me see, hopefully. Nope. Anyway, it goes, why can't Sunday morning feel like Saturday night? What if church folks showed up with joy jumping in their eyes? It's a real catchy beat. I'm not going to try to butcher it by singing. But I thought, joy jumping in their eyes. What a unique way of getting joy. And what I want to drill down on here, and I'm going to go deep and I'm going to go shallow both. But we are a tripartite being. We're body, we're soul, and we're spirit. And in my study for joy this past week. It was pointed out to me that, yes, satisfaction. Our body can be satisfied, our soul can be satisfied, and our spirit. Yes, then you hear something of the joy of the Lord. Wait a minute. No, that goes back to the gifts of the Spirit. So there is a form of joy that's a spiritual form, and you'll see it on people, and that's what I think. When this song was saying joy jumping in their eyes, it's the spirit in us, the spirit of joy. When we let it loose, it's a choice. Now, again, I fought for a title. Is joy a choice? Can we choose our emotions? Does joy only come from God through faith in Jesus? The answer is yes to all of them. And I had the personal experience of going through a very rough patch before I started coming to church here, and I was down. I was beaten. I felt bad. There's a spiritual war that goes on. The enemy's more than happy to tell us of everything we've done wrong and drill down. So out of desperation, I had to do a job change as well, and I put in an application. Didn't get the job I wanted. I got a call saying, "We're hiring hosts at Superstore." Okay, sure, I'm desperate. I need some money coming in on a regular basis. And little did I know, wait a minute. I'm hosting, so I have to be a cheerful greeter. I'm not feeling like a cheerful greeter. I really don't want to be a cheerful greeter. So, going back to this body, soul, and spirit, our body's satisfaction is just pleasure. A nice meal, a great cup of coffee. Different, you can either go taste. Let's see. I forget, don't have my glasses. Sight. You can see it. You can hear it. You can smell it. You can taste it, and you can touch it. And that's all the body's joyful about. If they're pleasant sensation, just sensation. So the body really can't experience joy, but it can experience pleasure. The soul, oh, that's a little bit more complicated because we have three parts to our soul as well. We have our mind, we have our emotions, and we have our will. So what would the satisfaction for, can we be joyful? Sort of, but what does it look like? Joy in the soul? Well, that's more circumstantial, like, especially if in my mind. If I'm in my mind, and my mind to be joyful, it means I'm right. That brings a great warm feeling of joy to my mind. Sometimes feelings, though, it's the feeling of acceptance. Like, this person really gets me. That brings another warm joy, but that's to the emotion part of our soul. And then our will. Well, unfortunately, that's the selfish part. It just means I get what I want when I want it. So it's a little bit more of a maverick. And then there's this nebulous heart of ours. Well, the heart connects the spirit to the soul. And in the spirit, of course, we have our intuition, our communion, and our conscience. And that's where we're always getting pleasant. In my opinion, it's where the joy of the Lord resides, and we get pleasant surprises. Like, we don't know what to do, and an idea pops in our head, and it's out of pure intuition, but it solves a problem. Problem solved. Everybody's happy. It's a top-down sensation. Communion is on those days when we're struggling, and we would really like to connect with God. And it's like, Lord, I know you're there. I'm not hearing you. I'm not seeing you, but I know you're there. But then the breakthrough happens, and you hear, or you have this sensation. Well done, my son, my daughter. Well done. And there's a direct communication between you and God, and there's nothing that sets your neck on your hair straight up when that happens, because you're like, oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. And conscience is when we're faced with a situation we don't know what to do. We take a deep breath, we reach to God, we step out, and we do the right thing without even knowing it. And that's, then again, it's that, oh, thank you, Lord. Because you knew if it was, I know for myself, I'll speak for myself. Because I know if I'm stepping out in my own strength, it's probably going to be ugly. I'm probably going to miss. I struggle. But when I step out in faith, and it all just flows nicely, and I step back and I just look at it, I'm almost shaking my head. Well, yeah, I know it's you, because it certainly wasn't anything I did here, Lord. And there's a special joy that comes with that, because we know he's got our back. He's for us, not against us. And so in breaking this down, when I took the job at Superstore, I had them all of a sudden start putting on a smile on my face and being cheerful. Hello. Hi, how you doing? And it was always interesting. And in all the years I worked there, after I'd been there a while, people start smiling when they see you because you're a regular face. And you're always got a cheerful greeting to them. And the one thing I found is at the end of even a four-hour shift, I might have been dragging I walked in, but emotionally I was dragging. By the time I was done, I was in a good mood. It's like, how can I be in a good mood? My circumstance is not conducive to having a good mood. How can I be in this good mood? And I realize, okay, wait a minute. There's a choice. So by not just being cheerful, but looking for something. You see someone coming in a hurried way. And you're able, and they're a little panicked, and they can ask you a question. They would ask me a question where something was. In the beginning, it was tough, but over the years, I learned pretty much where everything was. And you're able to direct them quickly, and they're very happy. So the joy that comes forward out of our soul, then we can start partnering more with God and taking a bit of a risk. Now the way I've worded it here, Joyce Meyer, I know some of you, most of us know who she is. I'm going to steal one of her phrases, because it's how we think, or if we're focused too much on the negative. She calls it stinking thinking. And that's a trap. That's a trap that steals, robs us of our joy. But on the other hand, when we can flip it around and not fall into the trap of stinking thinking, but going, no, God, I know you're here. Well, how do I know? What is this special joy? Well, I'm going to take you all to the Passover when Jesus was crucified. And the words there have gotten me through many a tough night when I've ended up at Emerge not feeling good. And it was for the joy set before him. He endured the cross. Okay, that's definitely the joy of the Lord. Because the cross was a very nasty thing. There's no joy in it. But for the joy set before him. So, of course, I embrace it with all three parts of my body. I embrace it with the spirit, but I also embrace it with the soul to say, okay, I know this is you. I know you can get me through this. Well, if I'm not, I'm ready to come home. But if I can be a pain, if I can be a thorn in the devil's side, I will gladly do it. And that's the part, is that choice. The choice to say, okay, this isn't as bad. And as Shannon was talking about it, there's also the peace of the Lord. And when the peace is there with the joy, there is a special strength in power, because we know it's not so bad. Now, see how we do for time. Okay, so in Scripture, there's Scripture verses that talk about the different kinds of joy. I just focused on the ones that is more on the lines of the joy of the Lord, because regardless of our situation, we can drill down on the joy. So from Psalm 43:4, this is the Amplified, then I will go to the altar of God, to God my exceeding joy, with the lyre, or lyra, it's that musical harp, I will praise you, O God, my God. Now he calls God his exceeding joy. So David was already into this whole idea of the joy of the Lord. He understood there was something outside of just the body and the soul. But there was this, I would call it almost a magical place of the joy of the Lord, because it's supernatural joy. Psalm 21, verse 6 from the Amplified. You made him most blessed and a blessing forever. You made him joyful with the joy of your presence. Being in the presence of the Lord brings a joy. It elevates us. It lets us know that we're here for a purpose. That God created us. He knew us before he knitted us together in our mother's womb. We're here for such a time as this. So we need to start to develop spiritual eyes to see beyond the circumstance. Isaiah chapter 12, verses 2 to 4 from the Amplified. It begins, Behold God, my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid, for the Lord God is my strength and song. Yes, he has become my salvation. Verse 3, Therefore, with joy, you will draw water from the springs of salvation. So, I don't want to open the worm of are you saved or can you lose salvation, but salvation is a well of joy. When we realize it, when we focus in on our salvation, there should be a calm joy there to know that we have beyond a hope. Now, next one, Isaiah 35:10 from the Amplified. And the ransomed of the Lord will return and come to Zion with shouts of jubilation. And everlasting joy will be upon their heads. They will find joy and gladness. And it ends with, and sorrow and sighing will flee away. Whoa, wait a minute. Wait a minute. That means I can drill down on everlasting joy, and sorrow and sighing will flee away. There's lots of these little nuggets that we can start to have control. And God has given us some wonderful tools. And one of my, I didn't know this hero of the faith till after he was gone, but I thank God for YouTube, because he's got some wonderful talks on there. And Derek Prince, he was someone who struggled with depression. He was depressed. Well, he was British, so that probably had something to do with it. Sorry for any British-born people here. But he said he came by it honestly. And he met Jesus in a very radical way. He hadn't been living for Jesus, but he decided to read his Bible. And it led him into a wonderful ministry. But one day he was reading, and it was in Kings, putting on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. And the light bulb went on. He had been battling depression. His father battled depression for many years throughout their life. And it's like, well, wait a minute, I don't have to stay depressed? Well, of course, Derek being the ever, if it says this, let's do this. And afterwards, whenever depression or heaviness tried to come upon him, he would take time to praise, worship. And had no control over him. Now, when I read that, my mornings are usually begin with a minimum of a half hour to an hour of listening and singing to worship as I'm getting out of bed and going through my morning routine to face the day. And I realized, oh, so this is what I'm doing, preparing myself to be a little bit more cheerful, joyful, and pushing through. Okay, let me go down a little bit more here. There's so many, but I'm looking for the one where there's that unreserved tapping of joy. And that's where I think we have to keep pushing into, regardless of the circumstance. Another one from Isaiah 61, verse 7. Instead of your former shame, you will have a double portion. And instead of humiliation, your people will shout for joy over their portion. Therefore, in their land they shall possess double what they had forfeited. Everlasting joy will be theirs. Well, most of us tend to know joy can be rather fleeting. So this idea of everlasting joy, it means this, again, the spiritual connection with God. Reaching out to him whenever we need him, as many times in the day as we need him. And if we reach out, we can access it. The problem is, we tend to forget that. We tend to forget that, take that little minute or two. Jeremiah chapter 15, verse 16. Your words were found, and I ate them. And your words became a joy to me and the delight of my heart, for I have been called by your name. Your words became a joy to me. Anyone who, well, when you first become a believer, you always hear someone say, open the Bible and start reading. And that can be a chore and not a joy, I'm sure. Anyone says that they cracked open their Bible and it was a joy for the first time, I question their sobriety. Not saying it hasn't been done, but when we engage, and this is the faithfulness of God, and again, that brings joy to me, because he's faithful even when I am faithless, and his word declares that. And that's something, again, to know. And don't hesitate. Ask. We have not because we ask not. Lord, I want to see joy, or help me to bring joy to the situation. Now, that does not mean cracking jokes at a funeral, unless he was a comedian. I saw a very interesting commentary. This comedian was a ventriloquist. Someone said to him, boy, he said, you could have a lot of fun at a funeral. Both of them chuckled. And I could see in the ventriloquist's eyes, he was like, oh, yeah, they'd kill me, but boy, that would be funny. Hey, let me out. I'm not dead. Oh, that's cruel. Dark humor. Sorry. From Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 18. Yet I will choose to rejoice in the Lord. I will choose to shout in exaltation and victorious God of my salvation. So again, even in the Amplified, they've added the choose to part. But it just emphasizes that there is a choice. And I think back to my pre-Christ days, especially through high school and that, where enemies were made, and I would give up. I'm choosing my words carefully. Most of the time, people would say I would lose sleep. No, I gave up sleep because I was really thinking about, oh, I get a hold of him. I'm going to mom and work myself. So there's a choice there. Now, someone says, well, he made me. No, I did it all on my own. Now, he wasn't there throughout the night as I was so angry with him. So again, it's this choice. Do I choose anger? Do I choose joy? What's the joy of it? Okay, well, let's see if I can find it in Romans. I know there's one verse in Romans. I may have not gotten it. But the Romans, about as far as it depends upon me, be at peace with all men. Well, I'm going to throw out a couple of modern-day heroes of the faith. Some of you may not think of it, but the Duck Dynasty boys. Uncle Si and the patriarch Phil. He says, well, I got my guns loaded, so if people come out here, we can either have a Bible study, or if they come looking for trouble, I can do that too, but we much prefer the Bible studies. And surprisingly, because they do live way out in the boondocks, they've had a lot of people come out where it was quite tense, and it ended up being a Bible study. And people have traveled to be baptized by Phil in the river right there. And again, he's one of the more morose speakers. He's not very joyful, but he's very, let's say, direct, blunt. He can be. But in that bluntness, there comes that freedom and the access to the joy. And I mean, I can't exactly, both him and Si are quite a ways up there. And to go out into the river and dunk, or sorry, I shouldn't say dunk, that was my old name, but baptize people, that takes a bit of effort. But for them to do it, they may not be, well, they wear beards, it's hard to tell, but I'm sure they're grinning under their beards because the people come for this baptism, and they come to them. Now, I'm going to dip into the Apostle Paul. In 2 Corinthians, he put, and a great trial of affliction, the abundance of their joy, and in that great trial of affliction, the abundance of their joy and their deep poverty abounded in the riches of their liberty. So even in trials, there's a way to access God's joy. We're not required to use our own focus and our own joy. Another verse in Romans, from Romans 15:32. That I may come to you with joy by the will of God and may be refreshed together with you. So coming in the joy of the Lord, we bring refreshment. And as a believer, again, we change the atmosphere by our very presence. And if I've been humbled a few times because I've realized things have changed just by being in the room. I found that out at the Emerge. Things are tense. There's frictions between characters. And I'm sitting there in triage just praying quietly, and all of a sudden things change. And we bring the presence of the Lord with us. We bring a peace. We bring a joy. And now, well, I've been going to Emerge for quite a few years now. I just passed the 10th year of my accident. But now when I roll in, sadly, most of them do know me by name, or at least by sight. Oh, hi, Jim. It's like, yes, hi. But it's funny because I find it funny, but just like that. Hi, Jim. They're cheerful. There's a smile for me. But when I come in, regardless of how I'm feeling, I always am courteous. I try to smile. I try to crack a joke. My favorite one, and I do this with a lot of people. Oh, just take a seat. I brought my own. And again, it's just to lighten the mood. And let's face it, hospitals can be, especially emergency rooms, can be pretty tense. But it's our choice. Do we either bring lightness or do we bring heaviness? So, let's see, how do I want to close this out here? Oh, there was a lot of scriptures I went through. Oh, okay, here we go. In the Spirit, we can. And I mean, it's up to us to access it. Again, it comes down to a choice. Now, I can have lots of reasons to be grumpy. I can have lots of reasons to have the bad day. But it comes down to that choice. In conclusion, all the gifts of the Spirit are filled by God, by Jesus, through the Holy Spirit. Up close, and I mean, this is the choice. It's an up close, immediate, personal relationship with God. From God, Holy Spirit, to our spirit. And from our spirit, we are fed by our heart into our soul and our body. The life in of the Spirit, in which all the law and prophets is kept. The law was not done away with at the cross. It was fulfilled. When we choose to step up into the, not just the death, not just the burial, but the resurrection, that's when we become overcomers and we can speak God's life into a situation. You might, in this harried pace that we live in, when you're out and about going through the cashiers, you can help to alleviate their day by very normal, cordial interactions with them. And I just encourage you to reach out and exercise your faith. Remember, we're saved by grace, so it's all God, through faith in Jesus. Faith is a muscle. We have to exercise it. It becomes stronger. We can have more joy if we're willing to exercise that faith and look beyond the circumstance. So, I have a question. Can you, or will you, I guess will you is the better way of saying it, will you choose joy when facing a difficult situation? Have your own little experiment and have fun and watch the joy change. Thank you. Any questions, anybody? No. Well, do you want to close, or do you want me to close? You'll let me close. Okay. Father, help us to lay down our agendas. Help us to look up and receive from you your spirit to bring to the situation. all gifts of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithful, gentleness, and self-control. They're gifts. Let us practice using them, Lord, by faith. In Jesus. Thank you, Father. Bless everyone here. Amen.